You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart. And a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Duds, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs.
Is this 92672?
Yes.
Oh, hello, Mabel. This is Doris.
Oh, Doris.
Uh-huh. Say, have I got something to tell you? It solves the whole wash day problem. It's New Duds.
What?
Duds. D-U-Z. Duds. It's a new kind of granulated soap that Procter & Gamble's putting out, and it's wonderful. Why, this does all three kinds of wash. Work shirts, towels, rayons, everything.
Why, ridiculous. How can this one soap get work shirts clean and yet be really safe for my nice rayon slip?
Well, I know it's amazing, but Mabel does really does it. And if it works for a wash like mine, it'll work for you, too.
Oh, you think so? Well, mine's plenty tough.
Say, you should see Tom's work shirt since he's in that airplane factory. They're just covered with grease.
Oh.
But I'm telling you, Mabel, it's a treat the way does gets them clean. Not a bit of hard scrubbing. Honestly, I never had a soap get dirt out easier.
Well, but the white pieces are...
I know you're fussy about your white pieces, so am I. But even those dirty towels Tom wipes his greasy hands on come out just dazzling. And I do mean dazzling. Why, I've never seen whiter washes than I get with Duds.
Well, what about the rayons?
Use the same Duds for your prettiest rayon slips and pretty washable things. And I'm not forgetting that those colors have to last longer in wartime. You see, Duds is extra safe. Why, those precious colors stay bright much longer with Duds. In fact, the fellow at the store told me it's a lot safer for those colors than any of the four other leading granulated soaps. What's that, Mabel? Hello, Mabel?
Sorry, madam, but your party is going to get Duds.
Well.
Yes, millions of women are going for Duds these days. You know, Duds isn't just an improvement of an old soap. It's Procter & Gamble's new soap discovery. Change to Duds, D-U-Z, today. Because even in the toughest wartime wash, does everything. And now the Goldbergs. With Sammy in the army, Emma would have a free hand for her lies if it weren't for the fact that Sergeant Mikey Bloom is still spending his furlough with the Goldbergs. And Sammy's friend knows that Sammy finally realized what Emma was. For a while, it looked as if Sammy couldn't clarify his feelings, but he did, and now he's free of Emma. He told her so, and that was the end of it. Emma blames Mikey for this, so she told Molly that she and Sammy were in love, gaining for herself an immediate place in Molly's heart. Now, Mikey faces the problem of what to do with this girl without involving Mrs. Goldberg in a terrible mess. The men are really worried. Listen.
Morning, Emma. Morning.
Good morning.
Why are you up so early when I said you should sleep lengthy a little bit?
A bit, sir.
Right. I fixed breakfast like always. I don't want you to think that just because of Sammy and me, I can't help anymore.
Mm-hmm. Why should I think?
Until Sammy and I are married, I'm only working here.
You're not working here, Emma, darling. You're living here. That's how I want it.
How's our minus?
I'm bringing them up. They'll be plus, not minus, dear.
The towels are in the basket.
In the wash basket?
Yeah.
Yet? Oh, I'll get them, darling. Don't bother. They're still in the wash basket, yes, sir. All right, darling. I'll find them. You didn't hold them yet, huh, dear?
No.
All right, dear.
Morning.
Good morning, Uncle David.
Uncle David, I'm not to everybody. What did you tell to Mrs. Goldberg?
Emma, huh? I don't see the paper towels.
I'll get them.
Look out, Spotty. Please, I'm not playful this morning. Spotty, I'm not playful this morning, I told you. Wait.
Morning.
Good morning. Come here, quick. Emma told Molly, huh?
Molly! I'm coming, dear. I've got to find them. Morning, David.
Well?
I'm coming, dear. Emma, Uncle David, and Mikey are sitting on the table.
We'll wait for you for breakfast,
oh,
Molly.
Never mind, Emma. They're going to wait for me.
Only answer me in two syllables, Mikey.
You don't want to want your breakfast now?
No.
Mikey?
Emma?
All right, Uncle David. Emma and I are going to have a little talk the first chance we get.
Talk to Mrs. Goldberg. I told her everything.
I'll talk to you, but not now. We don't want any breakfast just yet. Well?
I never hated anybody the way I hate you.
I'm flattered. Thank you.
I'll fold the button, Andrew. How long will it take me? My gracious. And my needle and cotton, please, white, and please, mine timber, please.
Yes, I'll get it.
You know where it is.
Molly.
All right,
then. On a different shirt. I can't wait until you sew a button on me every morning.
All right, darling. All right. Are you ready for breakfast?
I'm ready.
Very well. So I'll scramble you, darling. I'll bring your toast. Emily, just scramble, Mr. Caldwell.
David, you knew about Sammy and Emma?
I knew. What did I know?
Please, why don't you all let me handle it?
I only want to know one syllable.
And I only want her out of here.
And I only want to know one syllable.
What's the syllable?
The syllable is, what did Sammy say to Emma when he went away?
Do you know, Mikey?
Of course I know.
What? One syllable I want to know.
What?
He wasn't in love with her, that I know.
Did he tell her?
Did he tell her?
Yes, of course he told her. She's tricky and she's sly and she's mean.
Sammy said that?
I'm saying it. That's why I want you to leave her to me.
If Mrs. Goldberg...
Mrs. Goldberg has enough on her mind. It'll take a little time, but we'll get rid of Emma. Now, you be nice to her and leave the rest to me.
I squeezed you, dear. Orange juice, darling.
Yes, Molly.
David, darling, it's a shoe.
Sure,
guys. Mikey, push over the chair, dear.
Why don't you sit, Molly?
I swallowed the cup already. I want to go to the post office in time for the mail to depart.
So we'll go down together.
All right, dear. I want to stop off at the general.
What general?
The store, Jake. I saw a warm coat. I don't think Emma has a warm coat. And the fall is falling in already.
It's not winter yet.
Didn't she have said winter? Oh, Emma, why do you carry everything at once?
Sure,
look at the hot coffee. Why not tell the other child? Let me help you. Put down here. Put the sugar.
When are you leaving?
Who?
Mikey.
I'm just waiting to hear.
Sugar. Sit down, Emma, dear. Please, Emma.
Toast.
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 Mikey, your furlough will be over soon, Mikey.
Mm-hmm, I think so.
You want something, Emma? Mikey, dear, what happens, for instance, if you don't come back,
You mean if I don't report in time?
Yeah.
Tell her, Mikey, what can happen.
I don't know neither what can happen.
Well, it's a very serious offense. It's A-W-O-L.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
See, A-W-O-L. Oh. What's that?
That's absent without official leave.
Absent without official leave. Hmm? That's the initials, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, what's the initials? So?
A-W-O-L.
Oh, David.
A-W-O-L. Who don't know it?
Oh, man, official. So, Mikey, darling, where is your notice going to come to? Here, at home, or in New York, or what?
In New York. I told him to wire or call me.
Oh, in New York? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I must remember, double. You're finished, Jake?
Yeah.
I don't want to miss the post office. Did you write to Sammy, Emma?
Not yet.
You will, huh?
Yes.
Come.
Are we going?
I'm going too. Mikey, you are staying, Mikey. Huh?
Yes.
Stay, Mikey.
Why should Mikey stay if he wants
to? No,
stay?
I have a few things to do.
Oh, I have a few things to do. Then come, Jay, darling.
Yeah, come,
ready.
David. Are you walk me to the cellar? And then I'll get what I have to get. I wouldn't be a jitney, Emma.
Emma, what did you tell Mrs. Goldberg?
The truth.
What's the truth?
That I love Sammy. And what can you do about that? Nothing.
What else did you tell her?
That Sammy loves me.
It's a lie, isn't it?
No, it isn't a lie.
Listen, Emma, you know and I know what Sammy said to you before he left. And we both know why he said it.
You made him say it.
Listen, we're alone, Emma. There's nobody around, so let's stick to the facts. The facts are plain. Your lies caught up with you. The act you pulled came to an end, and Sammy woke up, and you know it. He saw what he should have seen months ago. That you couldn't be trusted, that you were selfish, you were cunning.
The only one that believed that, it was you. And you made him. And you twisted his mind and you made him hate me.
Oh, come on, Emma. Even if we don't like each other, let's be frank.
Don't like each other.
All right, so you hate me, so I spoiled everything for you. Okay, I made Sammy change his mind. All right, it's all my fault. But he did change his mind, didn't he? So why don't you leave?
Because you want me to...
Answer the phone, will you?
I'll never leave to please you.
Answer the phone. Maybe it's Bruce Handley.
Bruce Handley, that's what you like for me.
Oh, no, I like Bruce Handley too much.
Oh, Mikey, you'll soon wish that you'll like me better than you do.
Oh, I love you, Emma. I just don't want Sammy to love you, that's
get
all.
Get out, you get out. Hello?
I want to speak to Mikey Bloom, please.
He's not here.
It's important.
Well, he's not here.
When will he be back?
I don't know.
Can you give him a message?
What?
He has to report.
What's that?
It's very important. He has to report.
Yes?
He has to report. A telegram came for him. When is he coming back? It's important. He has to go back.
Oh, I'll tell him.
Don't forget. If you tell me when, I'll call him back.
No, it won't be necessary to call him.
You'll tell him.
Yeah, I'll tell him.
Wait, I'll read you the telegram.
Yes.
Mikey Bloom, Sergeant, Company F.
I'll tell him.
17, yes. All leaves canceled.
Yes, I'll tell him.
Report for duty immediately.
Yeah.
James Nell, Commanding Officer, 17th Battalion.
I'll tell him.
A telegram ordering Mikey's return to active duty comes at a very opportune time for Emma. But the question is, what will she do with her opportunity? Are you still using a halfway soap? You are if it's a tough granulated soap because it's short on safety for your hands. And if you use a bar soap, it doesn't have real speed. Well, at last you can forget such halfway soaps because New Does is here. It brings you a new kind of dishwashing. Yes, this new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash really has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra safety for your hands. Actually, Does is far kinder to your hands than any of the four other leading granulated soaps. Notice how wonderfully soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. Yet this same Does speeds through dishes as fast as the fastest soap there is. It cuts even tough grease without hard scouring. Try it tonight. And let those amazing suds tell you, Does really has everything for dishes. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.